We're coming off another football weekend in America, from the Friday night drama on high school fields to the multi-billion dollar juggernaut that is the NFL, the game is as popular as ever, but there's growing worry about head injuries in the sport, from the pros down to peewee leagues. Even high-profile NFL players have gone on record saying they don't want their children playing because of the risk of concussion. We wondered how this conversation is playing out in Texas. That's a state where football is often described as a religion. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
For many a Texan, the football journey to Friday Night Lights starts on Saturday mornings, saying cheese.
All righty, look right here at me. Big smile now. Uh-oh, I think your girlfriend's going to like that.
Come on, Wildcats!
It's picture day for the Angleton Wildcats. Girlfriends are a few years away for these 7 and 8-year-olds, with their purple jerseys all puffed up by shoulder pads. Really, the photos are for mom. Shanee Pickett's son, Jordan, is playing his first year of tackle football and carrying on a tradition in this South Texas town of about 19,000 people. Angleton has churned out a handful of NFL players. Jordan begged his mom to play earlier, but Shanee made him wait until 8, and they made a deal once he started.
He plays football on Saturday. Sunday morning we're in church because I told him he needs to be able to give thanks. And, you know, we make sure we read the scripture and we pray over him so that God protects him. And, you know, you just have to go with God and just let him play.
She is plenty hands-on, though. Pickett has followed the news about concussions. She watches her son closely during practices and games, just like Wesley and Tara Rowland are doing on this Saturday morning.
What's wrong with him?
With who?
Bryce.
He ended up at the bottom of the pile.
8-year-old Bryce Rowland was fine after he limped off the field. He's also playing his first year of tackle, and he loves it. His dad calls him an intimidator, all 4 feet 2 inches, 65 pounds of him. Tara enjoys watching Bryce on Saturdays, but she worries.
I don't think his little body is ready for it, you know, ready to take those hits and, you know, the risk of concussion in younger children is a big factor. It's funny that you're even here today because yesterday I was watching Katie.
She saw Katie Couric interview concussion expert Dr. Robert Cantu, and he confirmed Tara Rowland's concerns. Cantu writes in his new book, Concussions and Our Kids, that children are among the most vulnerable because of weak necks and brains that are still developing. He advises kids not play tackle until 14. Still, the Rowlands are letting Bryce play, although his dad says one concussion, whether in peewees or high school, and he's done. Of course, none of this is on Bryce's radar screen. It's a physical game, and you get to tackle, and people tackle you. Do you ever worry about getting hurt?
No. I'm the person who gives the hurting away, because I don't get hurt. The other team does.
Right there! Come on, Garza! Come on, Garza!
With a crunch and a gasp from the crowd, this was one of those hits that brought the coaches running onto the field. It was now Saturday afternoon, about 25 miles north of Angleton in Pearland, Texas, a game between 10 and 11-year-olds, weight limit of 150 pounds, and the hits were bigger. After this one, a player stayed down. His coach stood over him, flashing fingers as in, how many? The kid finally got up and walked off in obvious pain, but a sideline official shouted up to the stands that all was well, concussion-wise.
I think his helmet twisted and he hurt his face. Yeah, I think it was his face.
As far as football injuries go, better the face than the brain. A week earlier, though, Austin Knox wasn't as lucky.
Austin plays quarterback and handed off the ball to the backup running back and turned to block a blitzing linebacker and had a little head-to-head collision with him.
That's Austin's dad, Alan Knox, who coaches his son's team of 10- and 11-year-olds in Pearland. Knox says after the collision, Austin said his head hurt. A parent at the game, a doctor, talked to Austin and determined he might have a concussion.
So we took him to the sideline, took his pads off, and decided he wouldn't play in the rest of the day.
A specialist later confirmed a mild concussion and told Coach Knox to keep his son off the football field for 2 weeks. Knox made it 3. At a time of growing concussion awareness, Alan Knox appears to have made the right moves. In the last year, he's also reduced contact during practices and instructed his players to signal if they don't feel right, either by tapping on their helmet or taking a knee. Knox's team is part of the South Texas Youth Football Association. This is the first year that STIFA, as it's called, has a concussion policy, featured on its website's homepage. It's up to these independent leagues to form their own policies. Lonzie Helms helped write up STIFA's. He was worried about a drop in participation this year. During the sign-up period, there were tons of media reports about concussions, including the story about the suicide of former NFL star Junior Seau. There was speculation at that time that his death was prompted by brain disease from football head injuries. But Lonzie Helms was amazed to see a 20% increase in sign-ups.
And we had so many kids so early. We thought that maybe one of the other leagues had gone away or something because we were getting kids so fast. It turns out the other leagues were doing just as well as we were.
How do you explain that?
I have no idea.
Here's a possible clue. Helms says this year, 3,000 people are expected at Pearland Stadium to watch the 7- and 8-year-old championship game.
This is Texas. This is what we do. We play football.
They play football in Central Texas, too, where Mark Lingard isn't so optimistic.
Until we find out for sure and can find a way to keep kids as safe as possible, I have no problem with not being in the youth football. Much as I love the game, but it may have to disappear someday.
His pessimism comes from some recent numbers. Over the last 5 years, the Central Texas Youth Football League, which Lingard started 12 years ago, has grown by 8 or 9 teams per year. This year, 2 additional teams. Concussion worries, Lingard says, are a big part of the slowdown.
How's little Jimmy going to not get hurt? That's what they're concerned about.
And you answer.
All right, it's going to make me sound bad. I says, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. Little Timmy can get hurt playing football. It's the greatest game in the world. If he wants to play it and you want to let him play it, you have to take those risks.
USA Football estimates almost 3 million kids ages 6 to 14 play organized tackle football. That number essentially has stayed the same since 2006. Many still are taking the risk, aware that every kid who plays doesn't get a concussion, and every kid who does isn't doomed to dementia later in life. Still, there are those pulling away, and they're doing so with Dr. Cantu's mantra ringing in their ears: no head trauma is good head trauma. Tom Goldman, NPR News.